I spend a second stretch of 5 minutes staring at the chipped cream paint on the wall behind my monitor. My head is throbbing now, and because of various health and safety directives, there isn't so much as an aspirin on the premises. After yesterday's inane fiasco, there doesn't seem to be anything I can do here today that conjures up any enthusiasm. I have a horrible gut-deep feeling that if I stay, things will only get worse. Besides, I put in 2 days' worth of overtime yesterday. Regs say I'm allowed to take time off in lieu. My self-help book says I should still be grieving for my pet hamster, and the Beowulf cluster can go fuck itself. I log out of the secure terminal and bunk off home early. Your taxes at work. It's 8 in the evening, and I still have a headache. Meanwhile, Pinky is down in the cellar, preparing another assault on the laws of nature. The TV console in the living room of Chateau Cthulhu, the geek house I share with Pinky and Brains, both of whom also work for the laundry, is basically brain candy, installed by Pinky in a desperate attempt to reduce the incidence of creative psychosis in the household. I think this was during one of his rare fits of sanity. The stack contains a cable decoder, satellite dish, Sony PlayStation, and a homemade web TV receiver that Brains threw together during a bored half hour. It hulks in the corner opposite the beige corduroy sofa like a black-brushed postmodern sculpture held together with wiring spaghetti. Its purpose is to provide a chill-out zone where we can collapse after a hard day's work auditing new-age websites in case they've accidentally invented something dangerous. Cogitating for a living can result in serious brain sprain. If you don't get blitzed on beer and blow or watch trash TV and sing raucously once in a while, you'll end up thinking you're Sonic the Hedgehog and that ancient Mrs. Simpson over the road is Two Tails. Could be messy, especially if security is positively vetting you at the time. I am plugged into the boob tube with a can of beer in one hand and a pizza box in my lap, watching things go fast and explode on the Discovery Channel, when there's a horrible groaning sound from beneath the carpet. At first I pay no attention because the program currently showing is a particularly messy plane crash docudrama, but when the sound continues for a few seconds, I realize that not even Pinky's apocalyptic stereo could generate that kind of volume. And maybe if I don't do something about it, I'm going to vanish through the floorboards. So I stand up unsteadily and weave my way into the kitchen. The cellar door is ajar, and the light's on, and the noise is coming from down below. I grab the fire extinguisher and advance. There's an ominous smell of ozone. Chateau Cthulhu is a mid-Victorian terrace, an anonymous London dormitory unit distinguished mainly by having 3 cellar rooms and a laundry residential clearance, meaning that it's probably not bugged by the KGB, CIA, or our enemies in MI6. There is a grand total of 4 double bedrooms, each with a lock on the door, plus a shared kitchen, living room, dining room, and bathroom. The plumbing gurgles ominously late at night. The carpet is a peculiarly lurid species of paisley print that was the height of fashion in 1880, and then experienced an undeserved resurrection among cheap-ass landlords during the 1980s.